Masechet Avot Perek He Mishnah Yod Zayin. Mishnah says, Kol machloket shehi l'shem shamayim sofa lihitkayem. Any machloket, any dispute that both sides are really in it for the sake of heaven. In other words, they're in it for the search for truth. They're not in it for their own honor. They're not in it for their own benefit or just to fight. They're in it because they're on a pursuit to find the truth. When parties are fighting each other in this type of way, the opinions of both of them will endure, that when later generations are looking at the machloket that they had, they'll look at both sides as having some sort of virtue. Both sides, even the one that lost, have some sort of point, and that's how they'll be remembered. V'she'ena l'shem shamayim, en sofa l'hitkayem. But if one of the two sides is not l'shem shamayim, is not really in this pursuit of truth, working for the sake of heaven, then the machloket will not endure. They won't look at that side as having any merit. Ezuhi machloket shehi l'shem shamayim. What's an example of a machloket that was for the sake of heaven? Zo machloket Hillel v'shamay. An example would be the machloket, the argument between Hillel and Shammai. We know that they argued back and forth throughout through many, many mishnayot, and we usually follow the opinion of Bet Hillel. But since both of the sides, both Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai, their determination was to find the true halakha, they wanted to find out what the right thing was, we look at both sides as having some value. We say, Elu va'elu divrei Elohim hayim. This and that are both the living word of God. And Hachamim will spend many, many pages of Gemara trying to understand what the rationale was behind the opinion of Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai. Even though we don't hold up the opinion of Bet Shammai, they're remembered and their logic and their ideas are still studied. V'she'ena l'shem shamayim. What's an example of a machloket that was not for the sake of heaven? Zo machloket Korach v'chol adato. It's the machloket of Korach and his entire group. Korach wanted to overthrow Moshe Rabbeinu. And notice the Mishnah says, Korach v'chol adato. They're only mentioning one side of the machloket. Korach and his group, these were the people who were not l'shem shamayim. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon were working l'shem shamayim. So the half of the machloket here, of Korach and adato, were not working l'shem shamayim. Korach presented himself as somebody who, well, was just asking questions. He was coming in and saying, why is Moshe Rabbeinu choosing Aharon as the Kohen? Why shouldn't it also be other people? Why is the family of Moshe Rabbeinu sort of hogging all of the positions of leadership amongst the Jewish people? Kulam kedoshim, says Korach. We're all holy. And everyone has Hashem amongst them. So therefore, why should you and your family take these positions of leadership, asked Korach. But in reality, Korach was not looking to be l'shem shamayim. He really was his accusation. He was accusing Moshe Rabbeinu of trying to take power when it wasn't his. But in reality, what Korach was trying to do is he was trying to grab power. He wanted honor. He was not on a real search for truth. And therefore, because he wasn't operating l'shem shamayim, Hashem swallowed him up in the ground, him and his group, by the fact that he wasn't focused on really trying to glorify the name of God. We totally invalidate his opinion, and we don't look at it whatsoever as being worth anything. And that's what how Hachamim forever are going to look at it. So for enalehit kayem, in the end, there's not going to have any kiyum to that type of argument. And we remember Korach in a negative way because of the false ideas of rebellion that he tried to put into the people's mind. So we reject Korach and his entire assembly that he had with him. And there's nothing of them today whatsoever. And that's about the kavanah. If your kavanah l'shem shamayim, so fully hitkayev like Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai. But if your kavanah is not l'shem shamayim, but about yourself and about selfish needs that you may have, then that type of kavanah is sofa enalihitkayev.